Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vida Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Hello, Vida, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Toby. Good to be talking again.
This week we have a tale about the crumbling American dream with the Birmingham Repertory Theatre's production of John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men. So, Vida, how did you find this Birmingham Rep, I suppose, thoughtful and thought-provoking production of Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men?
You're absolutely right to highlight, Toby, the fact that it was thoughtful and thought-provoking, and it really was a compelling production. It's a text that is, I think, even these days, still very much on the syllabus at schools. Although I didn't study it at school, I do remember seeing it, I think, interestingly enough, many, many years ago at the Rep itself. And I remember being impressed with it then. And clearly, anyone who knows the story will know or be aware of the fact that it's not a cheerful number in any way. But it is very powerful. It is very thought-provoking, as you rightly identified. And as I said, the word compelling comes to mind when I think about it. And for me, the cast were all very, very good. A long production as well, and I don't say that in a critical sense. First half, I think, was an hour and a half, and the second half was an hour. So that is quite a long production. But clearly, I think you could tell by the silence in the auditorium, people were absorbed in what was happening on the stage dramatically. And no, a very successful, to my mind, interpretation of the book by Steinbeck.
And there's been great praise for the performances of Tom McCall as George and William Young as Lenny. Do you think that this praise is well deserved?
Absolutely, because they were key, I suppose, and instrumental to making it a success, as compelling as it was. And yes, their roles were very effective and very poignant as well, I have to say. And yeah, without their interpretations of their characters and things, I'm not sure it would have been quite as strong. So they were a real key ingredient to making it the success and the compelling production it was.
Quite a bit of a minimal set, and I suspect maybe more emphasis on the actors, I suppose, expressions and their performances and their reactions, which I'm sure was very well described to you by Julia and Caroline.
Absolutely. So, as you rightly say, Julia and Caroline, who are in fact the resident describers at the Rep, they're usually on hand to provide audio description there. They, in the pre-show notes, talked about the set and the fairly minimalist set, I guess I would describe it as. Yes, and they also talked about the cast and the costumes and the characters. It's a little bit, if people haven't tuned in to the pre-show notes before, either live 15 minutes before the start of a production, or maybe logged on to find them online because they're often available on the Theatre in Question's website. It's a little bit like reading your programme before the start of a show, so it gives you a bit of a backdrop to what's going to be happening, tells you a little bit about the author, tells you a little bit about the characters, the costumes and things. And again, as ever, that on the part of Carolyn and Julia was very helpful.
There was, I think, choral singing in this Rep production, with the singing having been described as spine-tingling by some critics. Vida, how did you find the addition of the choral singing in this production, and did it add maybe a sort of an extra level to your experience of Iqbal Khan's Rep production?
Well, it's quite understandable that I'm not a theatre director, and clearly this is a very good example of why, because I would never have dreamt of including that dimension to it, but I'd agree with the term spine-tingling about it. It did work for me. It was an additional component that I think was very effective, and it added to the overall poignancy and powerful interpretation, as I say, of the novel. So, yes, I think it was a device that worked.
Steinbeck's novel Of Mice and Men is, I think, 86 years old, and the themes of the novel and, of course, this production are in many ways even more relevant today as they were back in 1937.
It's true, you know, thinking back, I hadn't actually done the calculations, but if 86 years is what you say it is, then that'll be what it is. So nearly a century on, and it's still as relevant and redolent, I guess, as it was when it first came out in the 30s. And I think probably that's why certainly on the evening I was there, there seemed to be such a good attendance in terms of audience numbers and things. I think it is one that captures the imagination, and that people, for all it's not a cheerful storyline, find very watchable and engaging.
Obviously a very moving production there. And to find out more about access at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre and times of audio-described performances, do visit birmingham-rep.co.uk/your-visit/accessibility. Next time, Vida, we have something very, very different with your review of SpongeBob the Musical at the Birmingham Hippodrome.
As you say, entirely different, Toby, and it's proof, if ever there was proof needed, that we do look at an eclectic range of performances in these audio-described reviews.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to finding out how you found that one, Vida, but as always, thank you very much indeed for sharing your audio-described review of the Rep's production of Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a great pleasure, Toby. Thank you.